Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Adam Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we wanted to open up the phone lines to the callers, 833-804-0910. We'll do a little AAA here. Ask AWOD anything. From what I saw at Commanders training camp, we had boots on the ground for Sunday's practice that was open to the fans. It was great fan attendance. Then Monday, the pads got on, and Tuesday was a grueling practice once again under the heat. We brought on Ben Stanley to get his thoughts on today's practice, but we wanted to open up the phone lines right now, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Little AAA. Ask AWOD anything about Commanders training camp. On the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, so we'll start with AWOD's surprise training camp studs, and I'll get back to Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt in a second, but he has to be at the top of everybody's list. If you want to chime in, give me your thoughts or ask me a question about what I saw at training camp, 833-804-0910. So training camp studs, surprise training camp studs. I think I have to start with wide receiver Chris Moore. Wide receiver Chris Moore popped at training camp. Now, everybody's focusing in on the wide receivers because Terry McLaurin's in the building, not out on the training, not out on the practice field for training camp. And so you've got eyes on KJ Osborne, you know, eyes on Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey, Ja'Cory Brooks, there's a Jacoby Jones, and of course Deebo Samuel. But Chris Moore is 6'1", 200 pounds. He plays like he's 6'3", almost. He really does high point the football. 32-year-old receiver out of Cincinnati that was drafted about 8 years ago in Baltimore. And, you know, I don't know that I expect him to make this roster, but he is absolutely competing for, I think, that sixth wide receiver spot. And he high-pointed a ball, I believe, over Noah Ai at one point in camp. Another time he had a great catch in the red zone. I think Chris Moore, and this is just my opinion, I think Chris Moore is running the Terry McLaurin routes from what I saw at training camp. And I think everybody's kind of wondering, because is Debo's not running Terry McLaurin's routes. He's running his own stuff, and Cliff Kingsbury has a whole plan for Deebo. You can see that kind of unfolding. Ja'Cory Brooks and Chris Moore are the guys that I think are running those outside routes, that and Noah Brown as well, that Terry can execute. And Chris Moore, I really liked what I saw from him. Then I'm going to talk about tight end Lawrence Cager. Tight end Lawrence Cager. This is a guy that the coaching staff really likes. When you listen into the press conferences, when you get a chance to talk to some of the offensive assistants for the Commanders, this is a guy, Lawrence Cager, they like that they think he can maybe challenge Ben Sennett. He should not be ahead of Ben Sennett in the depth chart. He should not be ahead of him in the pecking order. But if Sennett is hurt at any point. I mean, Ben Standing told us Ben Sennett didn't practice today. He was working with the trainers on Tuesday. Maybe there is a slight injury for Sennett. Lawrence Cager is a guy that was absolutely, I think, competing to make this roster as a tight end. Competing with guys like Colson Yankoff. There's also another tight end I'm forgetting that's, I think it's Jackson, who's like 6'5". He's huge. But the team, I know, really likes Cager. Safety, Tyler Owens. I mean, Tyler Owens is big, he's strong, and he's competing with Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, Will Harris, Quan Martin. They use him a little bit at corner as well. I like what I saw from him. I mean, I think a lot of people have talked about the collision that he has provided. He can be a big hitter. He's impressive. Defensive end, Jacob Martin. That's why I was asking Ben Standing about him. I think he could be our leader in sacks this year. Because I don't know that Von Miller is going to lead us in sacks if he is only out there for third downs.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if he led.
And the guy that led us in sacks last year, Dante Fowler Jr., is gone. Frankie Louvu is an option, but I think he could. I think he's going to lead us in tackles. There's a chance that maybe Jacob Martin or Dorrance Armstrong is the sack leader this year. And another guy that I wanted to point out here, Chris Russell and I were standing and watching new kicker Matt Gay for about 15 minutes, and he was really good. He was nailing everything from 30 or 40, even 45 he didn't miss. And then we watched him do 50-plus yard field goals, and he went 4 or 5 on 50-plus. And I think this offense is going to get past midfield like every single time they get the ball. Last year there was a time where every single time they got the ball, they put points on the board, right? They didn't punt. They didn't punt for
many
like a three-game stretch,
yeah.
Right? So having a kicker that you can rely on this year is going to be very important. He was one of my surprise standouts from training camp. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Let's go to Steve in Glen Allen. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm fired up for football season.
Yeah, I am too. Just a couple things on like Krosky Merritt or Bill and Brian Robinson. I'm not sure Brian Robinson fits with Jaden Daniels, the offense that they want to run. I think if they've got a back who's tough, but with that one cut ability, Krosky Merritt, they can do more read option, more zone read, things like that. Somebody that hits it quick and gets through. Robinson hits it hard, but he gets bogged in there so much. I go back to when they had Robert Griffin running that kind of stuff, and they would have the running back would. You know, there will always be a quick hole there because they're afraid of the quarterback running. And Merritt, I think, can hit it fast, and he's hard to bring down.
Yeah.
Shifty. I personally think he'll be starting this year, whether it's at the beginning or not, but we can see through, I guess, through these joint practices. But I think he brings a better fit to Jaden than Brian Robinson does.
I agree with you, Steve, but let me ask you a question because I think you're right, and that's why he's turning heads. That's why it feels like he's going to have to be on the field at some point this season. I mean, it's just a reason every reporter's talking about him, coaches are talking about him, even Jaden Daniels is talking about him. But he's young, and you're going to need to rely on him on play action situations. And Jaden is such a big part of this team that can you trust Bill to block a middle linebacker on a blitz? Can you trust him to kick out and help against the edge rusher? That's going to be the big thing that we'll find out in the joint practices. If they can trust him as a blocker, then you could see him get in the lineup maybe as early as weeks 1, 2, 3. But the thing about Brian Robinson is he is so necessary for short yardage situations, and I saw that at training camp. 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, 2nd-and-1, goal line. That's what Brian Robinson will be used for.
I think he's necessary. I just don't – I mean, we've seen it before. He's a 2 or 3 yard-of-gain guy. I think, you know, with the option that Jaden brings to the table, I mean, you got the 20, 30-yard run up the middle available for somebody that can hit it quick, and I just think that's going to help him.
Yeah. No, that's why Eckler was – good call. That's why Eckler was effective last year too, because linemen hesitate when you got a quarterback with the speed of Jaden Daniels. And what was it? Was it the Detroit game where Cliff Kingsbury is such a genius? All right, let me paint this for you. He lined up two receivers to one side, two receivers to another. Jaden Daniels with Eckler in the backfield. One time he threw it to Terry, screen pass, he took it to the house. They started to focus in on that. Well, then he just handed it to Eckler, quick hitter up the middle for like 20 yards. And that's because of the hesitation of, hey, Jaden could throw it or he could keep it and run it himself. And so I think that's why I think the caller was right in terms of this offense with a quarterback. You want a faster running back. It's going to be a one-cut guy. And that's why Eckler was effective last year. The one concern is when they fake it to him, if he can't hold his block, Jaden's going to get crushed.
Right.
And that's why they trusted McNichols last year. They trusted Chris Rodriguez, and they trusted Brian Robinson. You need a running back that is as committed to running the football as he is to being a blocker there. And so that's going to be the hardest thing for him to grasp in the NFL. Because believe me, his time in Arizona, his time in New Mexico State, he wasn't blocking Kayvon Thibodeau,
like
any of the guys
time.
The Eagles have, Micah Parsons.
He had
so
little chance to play, too.
Right.
So
The hardest thing for a running back in the NFL is going to be when you're not asked to run the ball, but you're asked to block a guy that's double your size. And so that's where we'll find out how much they can use him this season. Two other guys that stood out to me here. Quarterback Josh Johnson. Quarterback
okay.
Josh Johnson. The guys talked about this as well, especially KJ Osborne when I interviewed him. It was like, the timing for Josh Johnson, you see why every year he gets a call to come to a training camp. I mean, this guy's been in the league like 15 years. This is his second stint in Washington because offenses need a quarterback like that to help work through things. And that's maybe Jaden's biggest struggle right now is getting the ball out on time every single time. And you expect that from a young quarterback. And, of course, with his ability to make a guy miss, there's room for error. There's margin of error given the fact that he's the fastest guy on the field sometimes, right? But yeah, Josh Johnson, the timing, the anticipation of his throws, it's awesome to watch. And then lastly, wide receiver Jalen Lane. I mean, I'm so excited for this Hokie. Punt returner number one. On Tuesday, there was a end around they did to him where he really showed off the speed. I saw on Twitter they did that again today where he showed off the speed. And he's got great hands. So those are my training camp studs so far. Surprise training camp studs so far. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. We ask the question again: how much does Terry McLaurin deserve to be paid? I will say this. You wish he was out there. You absolutely do. And you feel his absence. I mean, I was telling Michael, I just don't know that this is a championship caliber wide receiver room. Not just without him, but even with him there, I need to see more from the other guys. And you need to, you know, assume that you're either going to get the same production from Zach Ertz or improved production from Bates and Sennett. But you can't play this season without Terry McLaurin. So you have to get a deal done, or Terry has to kind of walk back to practice with his tail between his legs like a dog who just had an accident in the carpet and go to practice. Like, is Terry McLaurin going to eventually drop the shenanigans and just go to practice and play on his current contract this season? I don't know.
I think the, like, franchise tag situation is kind of the problem here, like, where we can get him on that, and he has to do it now. I understand that. I don't think he's going to practice without a deal.
It's going to be very interesting. I think he's more likely to, like, fire his agent and get a new agent. Because here's why there hasn't been a deal done. It became pretty obvious when Cortland Sutton got his deal, right? $23 million a year. Same age, very similar production. What is Terry's agent asking for? Adam Schefter's report was significantly higher than DK Metcalf's $33 million a year. There's a freaking $10 million gap. That's too much to make up. He's one of your franchise best players, and so you could be, the wiggle room is $3 to $4 million, not a $10 million gap. And so I ask you guys again, how much does Terry McLaurin deserve to be paid? Well, Adam Schefter has released the Madden ratings for the top 10 wide receivers. Number one is Ja'Marr Chase, $99 overall for the top paid receiver in the game, the $40 million man. Number two, number 99 overall, Justin Jefferson, the $35 million man. Now, both these guys are significantly younger than Terry McLaurin. Three, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 96. Now, that one pissed me off, Stubb, because
I think Terry's better than Amon.
I really do. Do you disagree with me on that? I mean, who had the 50-yard touchdown that changed the game in the divisional championship game? Not Amon-Ra, couldn't get open against Marshawn Lattimore, St. Brown. It was Terry McLaurin. I mean, whose quarterback had like four turnovers in that game? Amon-Ra St. Brown's quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with Amon-Ra.
Terry had better production than Amon-Ra last year in terms of touchdowns.
Yeah, but you look at the Lions as a whole, and no one's going to have more because they have 1,000 weapons.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is 3 years younger than Terry McLaurin. That's the only thing in my mind that he has going better for him. 495 overall, CeeDee Lamb. Where's CD at? $34 million. Five, Tyreek Hill, number 95 overall. Well, he's at $30 million, and that's only because he's 31 years old. And as Tua has struggled to stay healthy, Tyreek Hill's production has gone down. And then you had the whole arrest situation last year. The sixth best wide receiver in football, according to Madden, is Terry McLaurin with a 94 overall ranking. Ahead of Mike Evans. Ahead of A.J. Brown. That one surprised me. Ahead of Drake London, ahead of Devontae Adams. So if Terry McLaurin's the sixth best wide receiver in Madden, if you're just going by the sixth highest paid wide receiver, that would make him about a $31 million man. I would pay Terry McLaurin $30 million, $31 million a year. I don't think I can pay him $35 million or even $34 million.
You can't pay him $35.
You can't
it's
make,
just ridiculous.
And you can't make a bad business decision that's going to kind of snowball into, all right, well, now you're going to have to pay Frankie Louvu top edge rusher money. You're like, they're going to have this Terry situation with a ton of guys next year, including Deebo Samuel, who might end up being a better receiver than Terry McLaurin this season. We don't know.
It's in the realm of possibility.
Right. I know what I saw in person at training camp was that DK Metcalf looked like, I mean, not DK, Deebo Samuel looked like he was the best player on the field at times.
I think that Deebo's most productive seasons are better than Terry's best.
Yes, of course. It's really not even close because of his ability to run the ball, but he doesn't run all the routes that Terry does. You'd love to have both of them together. It's as simple as that. But like Ben Standing said, he thought Mikey Sanders still has been the best guy at training camp, even back to like OTAs or minicamp. I watched a route in which Deebo Samuel burned Mikey Sanders still like it was nothing. It was so easy. You can't press Deebo Samuel. He's so much faster, and Dan Quinn talked about that, than people give him credit for. And Terrell Owens can call him fat all he wants. Terrell Owens is not playing cornerback in the NFL. He never played cornerback. All right, he was a wide receiver. So who cares that he's calling him fat? So, I mean, I think Debo's going to be awesome this year. And so why would you pay Terry McLaurin a massive contract and then have to watch Deebo walk at the end of this season? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Last thing I wanted to talk about my observations from training camp. So they're working through, Stubb, they're working through, it's like the offense is on the field, and in situational plays, third and fourth down situations, they're in positive territory, so they're past the 50-yard line. So, you know, this was the same situation in which Jaden kind of scrambled around and found Jaden Lane in the back of the end zone, right? And so here's this play that I'm watching. Blew my mind. Jaden Daniels steps back to pass. Quick throw up the middle to Luke McCaffrey for a 5-yard throw. Luke McCaffrey then turns to his right. He throws the ball to Austin Eckler.
Oh.
They did the Travis Kelce type play.
I mean, I guess he's a quarterback.
Yeah, dude. It was awesome to watch that. Jaden to Luke, who then stopped on a dime, threw it to Austin Eckler, who caught it. Now, here's what I'll say. The defense had it covered. It only ended up being like a 6-yard gain, but it was awesome to me to see them working on it. I called for more trick plays last year. I said, you got to mix it up a little bit, Cliff. Give me something they're not expecting.
If you got a lifelong quarterback at receiver, why not?
But also, I think it goes back to the team had success last year more than any team on fourth down, right? They were the best fourth down team, one of the best in the NFL. They had success in situational moments, which the game was on the line, more than almost any other team, right? Five plays in which they won the game on the final play. To me, watching them run that is just another idea of Dan Quinn's, where it's like, there might be a situation this year in which there's 10 seconds on the clock, they're at the 50-yard line, they can win it with a touchdown, they can tie it with a field goal. The defense is going to drop people back. Short pass to Luke McCaffrey. He then throws out to Austin Eckler, who runs 15 yards, gets out of bounds with 1 second left. In comes Matt Gay and kicks a game-tying field goal. Like, that is in the realm of possibility of a situation that could develop this season. And they were working on it on July 28th.
I will say that I get fired up for that. Especially on fourth down, when Jaden Daniels could just run it across the line, as he did every time, kind of lose the need for him.
Right.
I mean, he was so successful.
But what if it's a fourth and 20?
I feel like we saw him do that.
He got a fourth. He did get a fourth and 17 against the Eagles. But it's another thing that Cliff has in his bag now, right? I mean, you never would have expected the Chiefs to have to run it, but the game was on the line. Travis Kelce knew he wasn't going to get the yardage. He whipped a pass to the right like he was a quarterback. Luke McCaffrey used to be a quarterback. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. That was literally my favorite moment from training camp. Just because I was so shocked. Yeah. Because, like, just imagine, like, every single reporter is focusing in on it. They're getting ready to tweet it out. You're not able to film because it's 11 on 11. And I'm thinking, oh, fourth down? Why'd they throw a short pass to Luke? He's throwing the ball! I mean, it was cool. Completed pass to Luke, who then completed pass to Austin Eckler. Little gain. Defense had it covered, but it was cool to see they were working on it. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Football's in the air, and football will be on the air tonight for the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, it's football season, and nothing gets us fired up more for football season than to bring back the Cowan Gates Hokies updates. 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, is proud to be your home for Virginia Tech football again in 2025. All of the games broadcast on The Fan, Tech Talk Live every Thursday night, and of course, the Cowan Gates Hokies update. And joining us right now is the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
It is good to be back talking Hokies football in Richmond with you, which we will do every week through the spring, and another season of Tech sports here on The Fan. I remember vividly, AWOD, I don't know where you were, I vividly remember back in 1993.
Okay.
Sitting on an office. This was before they moved the studios out to the fashionable West End. Sitting in Carl McNeil's office, he ran the radio group, on Church Hill, talking about putting the Hokies on 910 way back then. That was in 1993. I remember it like it was yesterday.
That's crazy.
And here we are.
July of 1993, I was 6 months old.
Excellent.
Baby.
Excellent. I said, I think the Hokies are going to be really good in football. And I know we got a lot of fans here in Richmond. I think it's time. That was even pre-Clear Channel. I'm not even sure who the technical owner group was back then. But that's when it started, back in 1993. And here we go again, another year of Tech sports, football and hoops, and our shows here on 910. On The Fan.
Virginia Tech opened football practice today, 1 month from kickoff. What are Bill Roth's three things he's watching for?
Well, number one, you know, we've got new offensive and defensive coordinators, and while we went through the spring, some new pieces have been added and some key pieces as well, particularly at tailback and elsewhere. And so when you've got new coordinators plus 30 new players, there is a learning curve. I think they're in really good shape because they've done a lot of really good things during the offseason. They had a great event last week out at Clater Lake in suburban Blacksburg, I guess you could say, the New River Valley in nearby Pulaski County, Virginia. But, you know, I think the guys, there's some chemistry there. That was addressed, as you know, last week over in Charlotte at the ACC kickoff. Not that Tech's chemistry was bad last year, but they felt like that there was some clickiness, that type of thing. I think they've cleaned that up. But now what we get to see, is in the next 30 days, right, the season begins a month from tonight or a month from this afternoon, we've got who's going to fit where. And I really like the depth that the Hokies have, but I'm not sure who all the stars will be on this team. And I got some guys that I hope will be and who will emerge. So number one is all these new guys, where do they fit in? Number two, the offensive line. Coach Moore, Matt Moore, came down from WVU. He brought some players with him. I think that we haven't even opened camp, or today we do, but I think we know what the O-line is going to look like, and I'm excited to see that play. And then number three, I think we all want to see Kyren Drones. You know, he missed half of spring ball because he was hurt. He missed the last half of 2024 regular season, right, because he was hurt. I want to see a healthy Kyren Drones out there throwing the ball around with a new offensive coordinator, Philip Montgomery. So that's basically the three things that I want to see, at least in the first week or two: how the new guys fit in, how the O-line looks, and how Drones is moving around out there.
Bill Roth with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, the Cowan Gates Hokies update. When you bring back the quarterback and it was an unsuccessful season, what would be your biggest reason for optimism for Drones to have a successful season?
I think the fact that he's got a quarterback coach that has been coached among the best offenses in the last 20 years at Baylor, obviously, at TCU before that, and then even at Tulsa, they scored a lot of points. So Phillip Montgomery's got a proven track record. And I thought Coach Pry was really candid in Charlotte, basically talking about the fact that we're not reinventing the wheel offensively every week. We've got a guy that has done game plans in his offensive system for decades and knows how defenses will react. And I think that was a challenge. Tyler Bowen, when the Hokies were clicking offensively under Bowen, they were really good. But when defenses kind of adjusted, I think he had a hard time getting us in the right plays. And I think in this instance, you've got a guy, not, I don't know, reinvent the wheel as prize phrase, that we're not going to do that every game offensively. But I do think you've got a guy that is, you know, his career is designing offenses and working with quarterbacks. And so I'm excited to see Drones work with a guy that coached RG3, who coached Petty, all those dudes at Baylor. I mean, they put up some massive stats.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies Update. He'll join us throughout the season once a week here on AWOD Radio, the voice of the Hokies, talking all things Virginia Tech football. So I was at ACC kickoff and sat down with Coach Brent Pry. Bill, my two takeaways from the conversation: one, he kept mentioning how the team needs to close games, finish them off, and two, I thought it was very interesting. He said he needs his guys to be hungrier than the opponent every night, and he pointed to the Vanderbilt game thinking that they wanted it more last year.
Two great points. I think everyone recalls, because we talked about it on this show, last year, now the Hokies had a losing season last year, right? I mean, 6-6 and then lost the bowl game, 6-7. But in week 9, okay, 9 weeks into the season, as we talked about on this show over and over, with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of those 9 games, the Hokies were ahead in 8 of them and tied in the 9th game. So they were 8-0-1 with 2 minutes to go. So that's what he means by you got to close. If it was baseball, the bullpen was brutal, right? But, I mean, there was a lot into that. And also last week down in Charlotte, I thought the guys were really candid about it. They didn't feel they were tough enough mentally. They didn't feel they were tough enough physically, and they wore out. Now, as part of being hungry, you know, there's something to, you know, they were picked 11th 2 years ago in the league, and they finished 4th. Then last year, they're big favorites. Everyone's talking about maybe a playoff team. The season tickets are sold out for every game in May. There's so much enthusiasm. They're big favorites in Vegas going into Vandy. And then they, you know, we're down to what, 20-3 or 21-3 in the second quarter. And you give Vandy credit, right? Because they were really good. And I don't think anyone outside of Nashville knew how elite Diego Pavio would have been last year for Vandy at quarterback. But I think maybe Pry had something there that they need to be hungrier and use whatever metaphor you want, right? Chip on the shoulder, underdog mentality, David Goliath, whatever you want to do. But clearly they're picked 11th again. So most people think it's going to be a tough year. But they got a lot of really, really interesting players that have joined this team, and that's what's going to make the next couple of weeks fun.
Bill Roth with us here, the Cowan Gates Hokies Update. There was Hokies football news today about the series with ODU. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, if you were hosting this show today in Norfolk, this would be your number one topic, and you just open the phones and let the Old Dominion fans call you. So
a few
Tech
of them
ODU,
have tweeted us, Bill. They're not very happy.
ODU fan, I get it, right? I mean, they're going to make a lot more money. For those that don't know, Tech and ODU have changed their future schedules. They're not going to play anymore in Norfolk. So there were 3 more games scheduled for Norfolk in 27, 29, and 31. Those games aren't happening. So from ODU's standpoint, they're going to still play the 3 remaining. I guess they dropped one. 3 of the 4 remaining games in Blacksburg will still be played, plus a men's basketball game. Our colleague David Teal, who lives down in Hampton Roads, reports that ODU will make just under $3 million in cash for that. So there was buyouts involved. And so the games in Blacksburg will essentially be what are called buy games. Tech's just going to pay them for the 3 football games. Tech will play Old Dominion for the men's basketball game. No returns in Norfolk for any of those games. And yeah, if you're an ODU fan or a Tech fan in Norfolk that enjoyed seeing the football team play in Hampton Roads, you're upset. More so the ODU fans. And, you know, I get it, but the reason it was done, you know, the ACC's new revenue distribution model includes television viewership statistics.
Yeah.
Meaning the more people who watch your game, the more money you get. So last year, Tech played, or 2 years ago, Tech played at ODU. The game's on ESPN+. That's a zero. There are no ratings for that. And so in the new era, if you're with C-League, the AD at Old Dominion, you're trying to get as much money as you can. They're going to make way more money. ODU football will have more money to spend because of this deal. It was purely financial for ODU, right? They're going to make more money playing three bye games at Lane Stadium than they would play in a home game, three home games. Secondly, for Virginia Tech, now they can go out and schedule any home game is going to be either on ACC Network, which is going to be included in those television viewership numbers, or if you get a major conference or non-conference window, then you're going to get millions of viewers. So that's what you have to do. So it's all financial. ODU makes more money. They still get to play the Hokies. Virginia Tech gets to revamp its schedule. And the Hokies aren't going to be the only team in our league doing it. You're better off playing a big Power Four team and losing that financially than playing a group of five or a FCS team and winning financially. Now, there's a balance, right? You can't play the whole Big Ten as your non-conference schedule. You can't go 3-9 because your schedule's too tough. So there's a balance, and that's what ADs have to do. But clearly, playing games at Old Dominion, it's a money loser whether you win or lose the game. So I think it's a win-win, other than some ODU fans that want to see the Hokies on their field.
Bill, what are these next 31 days like as the Hokies gear up for the Gamecocks in Atlanta Sunday, August 31st?
Well, we got a lot. You know, obviously preseason camp is big. We've got single game tickets are on sale for these games, which is exciting. By the way, Hokie Way, which is our NIL group, one of our two NIL groups, is putting together a concert at the Tabernacle. Have you ever been there in Atlanta?
No.
Really wonderful theater event space. We're putting on a concert at the Tabernacle on Saturday the 30th at 8:30 p.m. Hokie Way is putting this on. The band is OAR. We're going to do a live version of Tech Talk Live from the concert as well on Saturday. So we'll have two Tech Talk Lives the week of the South Carolina game, one in Blacksburg and then the second one Saturday night before the game. I think it's going to be a really good weekend. You know, we've got – it's basically an ACC-SEC doubleheader at Mercedes-Benz, right? There's no NFL yet, regular season games that weekend, right? So you've got Saturday, you've got the Tennessee Vols versus Syracuse.
Yeah.
And Sunday, you've got South Carolina versus Virginia Tech. So it's two SEC-ACC games, same stadium. You know, I like the double game. I mean, I know a lot of people, a lot of Hokies, they're going to go to the Syracuse-Tennessee game. It'll be a lot of fun. And then the Hokies game on that Sunday afternoon. I'm excited about it. It's good to be back on the air talking Hokies football with you two.
Absolutely, Bill. Looking forward to doing this again for another season, man. Thanks so much for the time.
You bet. Talk with you next week.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We've got an open door policy here on 910 The Fan. Our traffic reporter, Brian, has just kicked through the door to stop by. Is that because football's in the air? What are you here for, man?
I did hear my man Bill Roth on the air just now. Now I am excited. When I hear Bill Roth, I know it's getting close.
Yep, the Hokies are 31 days away from their kickoff to the regular season. But tonight, football begins with the Hall of Fame game.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Did I just break news?
I knew it was this weekend. They used to do it on Saturday or Sunday night, but
yeah.
Okay.
So Thursday night, tonight, it is the Hall of Fame game. Stubb has us covered here with the latest. It is the Chargers against the Detroit Lions. What are you expecting?
Okay.
What am I expecting? Hopefully a couple fun plays from Amarian Hampton.
Yeah.
That's kind of the big one here. Rookie, one of the top prospects, UNC. Otherwise, I mean, maybe DJ Ugalele, something like that.
Uwe Ungalay. It's just how it looks,
actually. I like
the
way you said that.
I watch enough Kirk Street say it.
Might get some time. I mean, no one's going to replace either quarterback on either of these teams. The Lions only drafted offensive defensive linemen, pretty much. Trey Harris, also from the Chargers, might get some time. He was a top 100 pick for receiver. So those are things to look out for. I don't expect anything life-changing.
And, you know, every year, it's like with the Hall of Fame game, I feel like the hype is the kickoff.
Right.
And then there's nothing else after that because you're watching, like, fourth and fifth string quarterbacks and the rest of the guys vying for a roster spot. Look, it's football. It's on TV. That's the good news.
This is the opportunity for these D2 and D3 players to get into an actual football game.
I guess so. I mean,
yeah, it's okay. A roster spot.
It signals the start of the regular season. There's always, I mean, not the regular season,
pre-season,
the start of the season.
Right, sure.
Yep. Preseason. There's always excitement with the pregame as they honor everyone that's going to make it into the Hall of Fame. But I think my excitement level for tonight's like a 5 out of 10. But I really think it's like you get to 7:30, you start getting excited, 8 o'clock. The pregame, 8:15 or 7, they'll kick off, and then all the excitement dies like after kickoff.
The thing that helped make it fun last year was the Bears played in it, and they were the training camp Hard Knocks.
Uh-huh.
So you got a lot more behind the scenes. The Bills are training camp Hard Knocks this year, and they're not playing.
Here's what I'll say about the two teams. The Detroit Lions have very high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
15-win team last year. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. So even if it's backups, you'll get to see how's the offense changed from Ben Johnson, who was heavy run, play action off of that with Jared Goff last season. For the Chargers, it's Harbaugh. That's the excitement right there. And then not much else after
he's
that.
He's a caricature in and of himself.
But I'm interested to see how many divisional games the Chargers win this year. Can they maybe steal one from the Chiefs? Do they take both from the Raiders, both from the Broncos? I think my prediction in that division is Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. I think the Broncos take a step back because I'm not a Bo Nix guy still.
It's hard to
I mean, that defense is legit.
Yeah, it's a fantastic defense. It's going to win them games.
Yeah, but the NFL season kicks off tonight to start with the Hall of Fame game. And then it's 3 weeks of preseason before the regular season, September 4th. If you're excited for the game tonight, give us a call, 833-804-0910. Let's go to line one. We've got Kevin in Richmond. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Wad, thanks for taking my call. I am super pumped for tonight.
All right, so get us excited. Why are you so excited for the Hall of Fame game? Brian didn't even know it was going down tonight.
I think there might be a player from Randolph Macon playing or something, right? Maybe? No.
Well, let me explain. I was actually laughing at myself like a minute ago because the last two football games are definitely going to be worse than this game. I mean, I didn't watch the Chiefs-Bills at AFC Championship, but the Super Bowl and when the Commanders lost to the Eagles was just terrible, so it's only uphill from here. So, I mean, we've all been dry. We've all been waiting for football. Who cares that it's all, you know, third or fourth, you know.
So I think he just caught off here. See if we can get him back. So his point was, well, the last two games we saw were blowouts. I mean,
right.
The Super Bowl was a blowout. The Eagles,
it was.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl by a wide margin. I mean, it was pretty wild.
Fans want to see who are football fans, want to see football. They don't care what it is. They just want to see it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I to be honest with you, there's not much baseball on tonight. I'm probably going to tune it in.
Well, I mean, certainly. It's going to be on NBC. It's their main thing on tonight as well as on Peacock.
Mike Tirico has had his tonsils on ice for 6 months. He's ready to go.
I just don't know that I would expect it to be a close game. Like,
oh, who cares about the score?
Who cares?
I'm surprised they even keep scoring in a preseason game.
It's like a squirrels game. You're going to watch it to make some memories.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
Pony says thank you.
Let's go back to the phone line, hear more from Kevin. Kevin, you got cut off, but we want to hear more of your excitement for the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, my apologies. I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I'm just excited. Football hasn't been, you know, around us in like the last couple, 3-4 months, so I'm getting a couple of friends together. I was thinking I'd call up the station, invite you over, AWOD, for a little bit of football at my crib. What do you say?
A watch party for the Hall of Fame game. initial reaction is I'd rather catch up on sleep because I've been traveling so much. I'd probably rather rewatch Happy Gilmore 2. But, I mean, I could be talked into this. What set the scene for us. What would your Hall of Fame game watch party be
like?
You
could be out of there by 8:30.
Yeah, right.
Be out of there whenever you want. I say before the game, we grab a pigskin, we go to a field, we run some routes, we get really into the football mind. I go to the store, I make some buffalo chicken dip, maybe we have some wings, have a couple brewskis, definitely a lot of laughs, and just see, you know, football unfold in front of our very eyes. It's not going to be pretty, but, you know, hey, it's the clashing of football, and I'm excited. Aren't you, my guy?
Stubb, did that get you excited? I mean, you're a buffalo chicken dip fan.
Yeah, if you give me dip, I'll be there.
Okay.
I say you make a drinking game out of it.
Uh-huh.
I think if you can figure out like a way to gamify the generally uninteresting preseason game.
Drink every time they mention a guy you've never heard of in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
I did get a little excited when he talked about running routes before the game. That gets you in the mindset for football. I know that last year before a big Commanders game, I had a buddy come over who was a Steelers fan, and we just ran routes in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
It might have been the Hail Mary game that Noah Brown caught, because I was so fired up for that game because I ran routes before it. So that's a little bit exciting.
That was a brutal 59-minute game, though.
Yeah,
that was not a fun game
before the ending. All right. I'm kind of intrigued by this. AWOD and a listener watching the Hall of Fame game. Is there any juice in your mind for Chargers versus Lions? Or is it just, hey, it's football?
I think it's just, hey, it's football. You know, almost comedically, why not just bet the over, you know, all together? I think it's the last six Hall of Fame games the under has hit, so why not, you know, try to do something different.
I have not looked into the trends of the Hall of Fame
33
game,
and
maybe
a half.
I should.
I think Chargers are 1.5-point favorites.
You know what? That would give me another reason to watch if I have a little money. Sign up ESPN Bet, Brian, promo code AWOD Radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was looking. It's 10-1 right now. Trey Lance, first drive, touchdown throw.
Really?
You can bet that.
You know, I just don't believe in Trey Lance.
Now, if he throws one, is he under investigation?
So Hall of Fame game tonight. Listeners inviting me to go hang out. He's offering buffalo chicken dip.
Like
said he was going to go pick up some beers.
Right.
We're going to create a drinking game
out of this. I thought you would bring the beers if I had
BYOB.
Oh, man. Let him go.
Well, if he's got the dip, I guess it's only fair. If he's hosting and has dip.
I mean, you think I'm going to eat this listener's dip? Oh, God.
Yeah,
he probably put his fingertips in it.
Yeah, you making it in a crock pot?
No. I can't really give out all my secrets. You know,
I can tell you, I got a read on this kid right now. He's going to hang up the phone, go to like Kroger.
It's going to be Trader Joe's.
It's going to be Trader Joe's, yeah. It's going to be store-bought dip.
It's going to be cold.
It's not. Yeah, probably going to be cold. Yeah, I mean, do you even have utensils, guy? Do you have plates? Do you got cups? Do you have everything you need to host?
He's got a preseason recipe as opposed to the regular season recipe. It's probably real stuff.
You know what? Scratch that. Don't even answer that question. How big's your TV? I mean, we got to measure the TV.
It's about a 45.
That's a no for me, dog. Football's coming back. Like, dude, I want to go to the bar. I want to be surrounded by a bunch of people I don't know screaming my face off at a game I don't care about.
Yeah, not one person is going to be at a bar screaming at the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, but like a 45-inch TV. Dude, I might as well watch on an iPad.
What's that?
Are you kidding me? This TV's probably like 41.
Yeah, that's bad.
I got a 25-inch that we could put next to it, so what would that be, like a 65?
Oh, so you're double TV? Double TV set up here. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on the Nats game or something. All right. Now we're talking. Do you have, you know what? Do you have any type of a patio or a porch so I can get some fresh air if the game's awful?
You know, I knew you'd ask that question because I do have a balcony that I actually have been cleaning up specifically for this Hall of Fame game because I knew the people would be needing it. You know, we need some outdoor air, drinking beer. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah, I got a balcony.
All right, let's go around the room here. He's giving us the pitch. He's hosting a Hall of Fame game watch party, maybe the first Hall of Fame watch party of its time here. Would you go?
I just need an answer from Kevin. Is it hot buffalo chicken dip or is it cold?
Jeez.
So I'll make it hot just for you.
Oh, I'm in.
Hot and spicy. Brian?
I have to take a pass. Sorry.
Yeah, not interested. No. What would have gotten you interested?
Well,
couple
maybe
girls?
If he...
Right? I mean, dude, why don't you go down to the Paper Moon and invite them over?
Great client. If he repeats this for one of the playoff games, maybe it's a yes.
Okay.
But for preseason, I mean, no.
Yeah,
my question is the dip. If you go out and buy it, that's like preseason dip. But during the regular season or postseason, it better be homemade.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's a no for you. I'm gonna say yes. You know what? For the experience.
Let's
I don't want to break
go.
This kid's heart. All right, he's called into the show. He's probably working a desk job. I mean, you know, this guy sounds like he's probably calling people nonstop all day. He's a salesman. He just sold me on the freaking Hall of Fame game.
I think he already bought the dip and is trying to get people to come there.
Yeah, right. So it's not wasted dip. Well, hey, do me a favor. If you want me there with this dip, I'm going to need Ritz crackers. All right?
Ritz crackers.
That's
going to
need
Ritz
crackers.
All right?
I'm more of a lime you know, scoops kind of guy, but
back out.
I guess
back
if
out.
You want Ritz.
No way. A lime chip and a buffalo dip? I'm out.
Wow.
Hall of Fame game tonight. Kidding. We'll give you our recap if I end up going to the listeners' party tomorrow. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.